Hello, people of Earth, and welcome to the Quiffcast. I almost forgot the name of... in my head there, I was going, Overwatch, GT Online, all these other things that I do. But no, we're in the Quiffcast at the moment. My name is Rob Baines, and I'm joined by me bro from another mo, Jack Barker.
J-Bo.
Oh, okay. That's actually good. That's a good name. Forget J-Lo. You got J-Bo.
Exactly.
Over here.
My bro from another mo.
Bro. Hang on a mo. It's my bro from another mo. Oh my goodness gracious. How are you, Jack?
Tasty.
Tasty. How are you? I wouldn't describe myself as tasty, but I am quite good.
Fantastic.
It was E3 recently. Well, I say recently, but a while ago. That's the two complete opposites, to be honest. But there was have you heard of the new games that are coming in the year 2020, Jack?
There are some. Yes.
There are definitely some.
There are quite a few.
Some of them were announced at E3. Some of them were announced around E3. And there's three in particular that I'm excited about. I don't know about you, Jack, but I think we just started talking about this, so I might as well start talking about it first.
Yes.
What game's that?
The Avengers game.
The Avengers game. What do you think? What was your initial thought when you saw the trailers and the promotion material for the Avengers game?
I'm not going to lie. I thought, this is quite an ambitious project, this.
Mm.
Imagine four players playing different heroes at the same time.
Well, actually, let me stop you there. Let me stop you there, because they have recently announced that not all of it is going to be like that.
Oh.
So, I mean, it is, but it isn't. Are you talking in terms of online? Are you talking in terms of... Because. People are going to be thinking that there's something wrong with their podcast at the moment. So what I've heard is there's online elements where you can play certain levels online with multiple people. But
okay.
I think the main story is very much a case of you're jumping from character to character depending on the moment in the story.
Ooh.
That's the impression I'm getting.
Okay.
So I don't know if that was what you were leading.
Well, I was thinking, for some reason I got it in my head that, like, you jump in with your party of four, and then you play a level as each Avenger. And then I was thinking, well, I'm going to be honest. If you've got all these amazing Avengers that can freaking fly... and lift,
yeah,
and smash,
yeah,
why would I pick Black Widow?
Because dead ass.
Those guns though, bang,
those
bang.
Guns, I mean, combat, I suppose, especially you've probably got the sort of the edge on the combat side of it, the flingy spy nurse.
Yes.
Maybe
there's more to it than just...
There might be more to it.
Bang, bang.
I mean, we haven't seen too much in terms of actual gameplay yet.
No.
So, difficult to judge at this moment in time. But I was sort of expecting that in a sort of... how do I compare it to Shrek 2 on PS2?
throwback.
In that game, you could play all four characters. You could play like four characters, and you could like sort of, you know, do interactions and interact with each other and whatnot. And there's bits like that where things could be happening simultaneously. Okay. I thought that was how it was going to work. I'm not sure that if that's going to be the case. It'd be nice, because there's obviously, in that sort of side of it, there is replayability.
Yeah.
Because you could play the same level four times. And, you know, you could play the same four level times. You've got replayability because you could try it with every character and you get a different side of the story.
Exactly.
That's sort of where I was thinking it was going to go. And that might still potentially work for the missions where the online side is a big part of it. But I'm excited because it genuinely looks like they've got a lot of attention to the story.
Yes.
I think the story interests me. I think a lot of people were probably a bit like, when they were sort of thinking of it in terms of gameplay. But I was looking at it because the story grabbed my attention.
Who's developing? Is it Square?
It's Square, yeah.
Yeah, well, they normally do great story stuff.
Yeah. Well, I generally think that they'll probably make a decent story out of things, and quite an in-depth story. And because who did Spider-Man? Was that Square as well? Or?
I can't actually remember off the top of my head.
Because people have been saying there's a connection between the two games. Because there was a thing in the Spider-Man game. I was looking at a video about the Spider-Man game, and there was a little tease, because Spider-Man says something when they're looking at the Avengers Tower. I think the Avengers are on the West Coast at the moment. Like, he said something like along those lines. And obviously the Avengers game is set in San Fran. So that makes sense.
It's Insomniac, by the way.
Insomniac.
They did Spider-Man.
Okay. I think it's a mixture between a lot of different makers. I can't remember. I think there's a lot of collaboration between lots of different game companies. I'm gonna have to cheeky have a look, see what. And apparently, there's gonna be a lot of DLC for it as well. The tease things like Ant-Man, like in it as well. So I don't know. It looks interesting. It has definitely grabbed my attention. Certainly has. Is there anything? What do you think? What kind of elements are you looking forward to in the game that they've talked about?
To be honest, I just want to. I hope that they like play how they should, because I've played like Hulk games and stuff like that and whatever from the Marvel stuff, and they always feel like dead clunky. I just want it to be like smooth, you know, like how smooth Spider-Man was when you're like swinging through the air.
Yeah
that was
I probably haven't had a play of Spider-Man yet, but if you allow me, Jack, I know Charlotte's still borrowing Spider-Man off you.
That's fine. You could have asked me ages ago.
I know, yeah. But I would like to have a go at Spider-Man, because it's not my kind of game in terms of, you know, like the sort of combat side of things.
Oh, but the swing and then the.
But yeah, I've had a swing. I'm admitting I've had a swing, and it is amazing. I mean, another thing that you need to have a go at some point is, this has nothing to do with E3 or nothing to do with Spider-Man. Well, it has something to do with Spider-Man Far From Home. They released a VR experience where you can actually swing around in VR.
I've seen some videos of it.
It's crazy. It really is crazy. It's very much just like a swinging simulator, really. But as a, you know, step in and have a swing around, it's nice. It's a nice little sort of free play sort of thing. I mean, it's really bad. Like, it's not not like perfect in terms of like oh, the building's got details. It's very much, you know, low quality in that sort of respect. But it's just the sort of the sense of feeling like you're there and doing it is quite a nice tease for like a future game with that sort of what do you call it? Like I was gonna say endorsement there. That's not right. That's not the right
endorsement.
Word. Endorsement. they're right. You know when you tangible. You know when you the VR. It's like you are. You feel when you're in VR. You're in the world and you're. The word is
it's tangible.
No, it's not tangible. It's you're there. Like you're there. The word has really escaped me. I don't know if you can tell. It's like you. It's all around you.
It's immersion.
Immersion. It's immersive. That's the word. That's what I was looking for.
It's endorsement.
It's immersive, like that sort of immersive. You're the superhero sort of thing, and they're making an Iron with all this year. They got an Iron Man VR game coming out, so that's quite a cool thing. So that sort of immersive thing with Spider-Man, I think could open doors definitely. So stick the Avengers game in VR. Why don't you? There you go. That's the next step. There's the next step for you, Square Enix, Crystal Dynamics, everyone. Go for it. VR. It's the next step. And they've said stuff about like customization as well. That was quite an interesting thing. Like player like character customization, like different costumes.
Ooh.
So there's a very Spider-Man-esque sort of approach there where you can sort of get costumes from the films and whatnot. So that's quite a nice fan service sort of thing. Apparently free DLC. So it's just like sort of the story keeps on going in that sort of respect, I think.
Yeah, I think they were the ones who said they weren't going to have like loot boxes and stuff like
no
that.
No loot boxes. I don't know completely if the what they mean by, I mean there must be some sort of microtransaction sort of thing, mustn't there? They can't just totally. Maybe I think similar to Overwatch, the microtransaction stuff will probably be content that doesn't put players at a disadvantage compared to others. So like cosmetics, I could probably see cosmetics being pay to get sort of things.
Yeah.
But in terms of content, story content and whatnot, I think they're trying to make that free, like free updates and whatnot. So that's interesting. I'm looking forward to it though. I'm definitely looking forward to it. Is there any other games, E3 wise or just general 2020, that you are looking forward to?
What was that one? Cyberpunk.
Cyberpunk, okay.
Cyberpunk 2077.
Is that Keanu?
It's got Keanu Reeves in, yeah.
Nice, yeah. Keanu Reeves, yeah, this one.
Amazing. There was like a 47-minute gameplay.
Blimey.
Thing of it, and it just looks amazing. So the idea
I've not properly looked into it.
Yeah, trust me, it's super interesting.
So what did you see then?
It's so it just takes you into what the world is,
mm-hmm.
and how it operates, and basically people have found out they can enhance themselves with like biomechanics and stuff like that.
Right.
But some people like take it too far, and there's like black markets based on all of this and stuff,
right.
And loads of crime and everything. And it's just, I just don't know how to describe it. It's just mind blowing, amazing. Look, it looks
it's got
really
Keanu
good.
As well,
and it's got Keanu. It's breathtaking.
It's breathtaking. It sounds breathtaking.
Yeah, it's that's a good one. I can remember. I can't really remember much else from E3. To be honest, just Cyberpunk.
The three things. Well, the Avengers was a big thing for me. I didn't properly look into E3 as much as I did. There was more finding stuff online, like the stuff that crops up online, I think. That's sort of how I was getting my E3 info. But there's a lot. I mean, we've spoken about like remasters and stuff in the past. Crash Go Kart Turbo Go.
Go Pro,
yeah. But the remastering too. I mean, I had like a little picture of three PS2 games that I played constantly when I was in the PS2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And two of which have announced they've announced remasters for them. Some of which are complete remakes from the ground up. One of which being Destroy All Humans.
They're making a remake?
They're remaking Destroy All Humans in terms of it's sort of like it's remastered. It's got the original voices, but generally Destroy All Humans is getting a full boom, full remake in terms of 3D modeling. They've got motion capture for Crypto. There's different game mechanics in terms of how Crypto flies and does certain abilities, like he can multitask with certain abilities, like he can use his mental powers whilst firing weapons and whatnot. So it's, and the characters look a lot better, obviously, because the graphics are improved. But it's sort of sympathetic to the sort of style of Destroy Humans. It's not like overly realistic, like you can see the hair follicles and stuff, but it's like, it's cartoon to a degree. It's got that sort of cartoon look. But very, very good. It looks pretty amazing. I'm really looking forward to Destroy Humans, because I used to always play Destroy Humans. Destroy Humans was amazing. Have you played Destroy Humans?
I played, I think it was the second and third one.
Right, okay.
I think never the first.
No. Well, here's your chance. You might have your chance here. Third one wasn't that good, in my opinion. But the second one was good. And I really hope that they follow up with the second one, because that one has co-op, which is interesting. If you get that, they'll, my main thing, if they ever make Destroy Humans 2 as a remaster, then they'll cut the tether. Because there's this really annoying thing where if you're playing Destroy Humans 2 with co-op, you had the friggin' tether where you two characters couldn't go too far apart, or else they'll just got like the slingshot back to each other. Because, you know, God forbid if you get too far away from each other. You know, the game can't handle you being that far away from each other. You don't want to load that part of the map too soon, you know. So, but yeah, Destroy Humans is getting a remake. Amazing.
Fantastic. Amazing. When's that come out?
I think they said 2020. But it was like because THQ Nordic got their license renewed for a few things, so they're remastering a few games. I think, yeah, it was three games in total. One of them I have no idea what it is, but the
which
other one?
One,
I don't know what the other is one is.
Medieval,
yeah, I think so. I think that's good.
Do you know that one then? Yeah, I've played Medieval. I have no idea
what that is. I was sort of looking at the thing, that's the one I don't really know.
Yeah, it's very strange. It's about a soldier called Daniel Fortescue, I think.
Right.
I think that's what his name is. Basically, he ran out on the battlefield and he was the first one to die and he got an arrow through his eye.
Right.
And then he got resurrected as a skeleton with one eye.
Yeah.
And he also had his jaw taken off so he can't talk. And like all the characters are like really mean to him and stuff. But he's
looks
like
interesting.
This little hero who swings a sword. It was a good game. And yeah, there was a, what was it, a chicken sword?
Chicken sword.
Yeah, so like it had a certain chance of turning your enemies into fried chicken, which was your health.
Okay.
So like if you went into a massive room of enemies and you had a chicken sword, like you're staying alive doing that because, man, they're just going to turn into chickens.
Oh wow!
You can eat them.
When I looked at the sort of image of that thing, it didn't look like the kind of game that turned chicken.
Yeah,
it looks kind of like, I don't know, the image they've sort of got on their Twitter. That's like, it's very much, it looks very, I don't know, I don't want to say it, like a sort of alien Viking sort of look to it, like medieval sort of look to it. Well, not medieval, but it's like a sort of, looks like a sort of mixture of stuff going on there. Looks very visually, it looks very interesting.
Yeah, that was always a good one.
Yeah, but the third game, which is the one they first announced when they were talking about their remasters, which I was never expecting. I was never expecting a remaster. I kind of expected a Destroy All Humans remaster because it was very popular. But do you know what the third one is?
I'm gonna guess.
Go on.
Is it Battle for Bikini Bottom?
It's Battle for Bikini Bottom. SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom Rehydrated. That's what it's
Rehydrated.
That's what the official title is for the new game. And it's nice. It looks amazing. Well, it doesn't look amazing because they haven't actually released anything. But they've released little stills. But it's got new content. It's got additional levels that were originally cut from the main game.
Oh.
It's got a new cooperative mode, so you can play with a friend this time around. It's got new boss battles. It's got lots of collectible stuff. It's got like timed things where, like, because SpongeBob SquarePants Battle for Bikini Bottom, surprisingly, there was a lot of stuff online about, like, you know, speedruns and whatnot. It's a very speedrun game. And yeah, the remaster of that. I never expected a remaster of that, of all games. But yeah, SpongeBob.
That's quite an odd one.
It's probably the best SpongeBob game. I've played quite a lot of SpongeBob games. I've played a lot of SpongeBob games in my PS2 days. I had the Flying Dutchman one. I had the Lights, Camera, Pants. That was a good game, actually. The movie game, the Nicktoons Unite. I've had a lot of SpongeBob games. PS2 had a lot of SpongeBob games. But Battle for Bikini Bottom is definitely the best one, regardless of the voice actor who was trying to portray Mr. Krabs, because that was just a bad one. They got all the original voice actors except Mr. Krabs, and Mr. Krabs just sounds weird. It's odd.
The act for Mr. Krabs, did he pass? I can't remember.
Well, they're still making SpongeBob, so I'm assuming not. Did he?
Voice actor. Need to do some research now.
Let's do some research. The game I wished was getting a remaster, which was the sort of third PS2 game on the ground when I was holding, I did like a sort of a little image of, you know, my SpongeBob SquarePants. I've still got them upstairs. I've still got SpongeBob Battle for Bikini Bottom and Destroy Humans on my PS2 form. But the one PS2 game that was left on the ground that was like sort of fingers crossed hoping for in this battle for the remasters that's going on at the moment, was Simpsons Hit and Run. I was desperately wanting a Simpsons Hit and Run remaster.
There's still time.
There's still time.
Could happen. It's been a while since a good Simpsons game came out.
Exactly. So, you know, cut some corners, just remaster an old one. That's what everyone else is doing. Do it. Exactly. That's what I say. But yeah. What's the deal with Mr. Krabs then, Jack?
It turns out the actor, I think he's still alive.
Oh, good. That's all right then.
Fantastic.
Confirmed. Now that you've said that, we've probably... Never mind. Okay.
Enraged some people.
But, yeah, they just didn't get the voice actor to do the Battle for Bikini Bottom. So maybe the remastered version will, whilst he's still here, maybe he'll get him to re... Because if anything could be improved about that game, I think could it be that. Mr. Krabs needs to remaster himself. Definitely. Mm. I think all the other voice actors were right. I think Mermaid and Barnacle Boy were probably wrong. But the rest, fine. Just Mr. Krabs, get a friggin' Strepsil. Just didn't sound like him.
Strepsil.
It didn't sound like him at all. Strepsil is a cough sweet, isn't it?
Yes.
Yes.
It is.
The way you said, the way you questionably said Strepsil there made me think. Hang on, is Strepsil? Yeah. But yeah, those are the games I wanted to talk about, and I'm going to be playing all of them. I think, certainly. And you've got me interested. You've got me interested in the Cyberpunk and the other
THQ
chicken weapon one.
Yeah, it's definitely worth a go. If it doesn't come out full price, I mean, it shouldn't. Remasters shouldn't come out.
I don't know. Like, money to be made.
But, I mean, it's worth.
I'm interested to see what the prices are for the Destroy All Humans, and I mean, they're making special editions, like collector's editions. I'm guessing. So I don't know. I think they'll probably be around the £40 mark, maybe, at least.
Yeah. At least.
Maybe not the full 50, but we'll see. Are you going to go for them? Of the three, rank them. Of the five that we've mentioned, which are you more inclined to play from most to...
Most to... Okay. Well... Most, it'd probably be Avengers.
Mm-hmm, I'd agree.
Just because it's so ambitious and I want to see where it goes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Then I want to play Cyberpunk, because I know that's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
I'd probably put Destroy All Humans there.
Yeah.
Then. I'm trying to think which ones are left.
Battle and the chicken weapon.
I'd probably say chicken weapon, Bikini Bottom, just because I've never actually played Battle for Bikini Bottom.
Before.
I don't know.
You don't know. I mean, it's
what that's like.
Going in blind with that one.
Exactly.
But if you're going to play any SpongeBob game, have you ever played a SpongeBob game?
Yes.
Which one?
I played the movie game.
Ah, it's better than that.
Oh.
It looks the same. In terms of the, like, models and stuff, I think they use the same models. If you like movie, you'll like Battle for Bikini Bottom even more, because that's the OG. That's the OG, definitely. The movie one was kind of like... We've got this story and we've got these models. Let's recycle it a little bit. Let's recycle both a bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know.
Very good. Which ones are you most excited for?
I'd say probably. I'd probably say Avengers. I agree with you, the Avengers one. Destroy Humans, Battle for Bikini Bottom, Cyberpunk, and then Weapon Chicken.
Yes.
I literally can't remember what the game was called, so I'm just calling it Weapon Chicken now. That's...
that one where you turn those enemies
that's the Weapon Chickens. Chicken one. You know the one I mean, Jack.
Yeah, I know.
Blimey. Well, we've just got enough time for our sponsor. So, introducing from Quiffcore the chicken weapon.
The chicken weapon.
It's taken straight from the game that Jack is going to exclaim now.
The game that I'm going to exclaim now.
Yeah, yeah. What was the game? What was the game called?
Medieval.
Yes. Straight from the game there, Quiffcore has engineered the real deal. And now you can't change any person into any... But it works on raw meat. It works on raw meat from the shop. So you can turn any meat into a chicken.
And then you can say, oh, taste that chicken. Because it actually is chicken.
Yeah, exactly. So if you ever like sort of see someone talking about toad and frog's legs and thinking, oh, it tastes like chicken, most likely the chef in the back has probably used the Quiffcore
the
chicken
weapon.
Chicken knife. The Quiffcore chicken knife to get that flavour out.
Assimilate
the flavours of the chicken essence. But word of warning, you need to cook it because it still has the qualities of chicken, so you don't want to get them diseases.
You don't want to get them salmonellas.
You don't want to get salmonella.
Almonellas. You don't want them.
You don't want to get them. It's not good. Don't have medium rare chicken like those people on social media.
No.
Because they're idiots.
Exactly.
Thank you very much for listening. Hope you've enjoyed this Quiffcast. If you've enjoyed it, don't forget to press the little subscribe button, if there is one, or follow button, or whatever. Remember to follow us on Discord as well, because there's a Discord. We've got a Discord, I keep saying. And you can join that and stay updated when we have podcasts like this one. https://discord.gg/CWVXXMX. We need to get a better URL, but that's beside the point. Until next time, thank you very much for listening. Take care. Quiff there. We shall see you next time. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Oh my god.